He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney. The Sherrod update for Wednesday, September 9th. BJ, Andy Reid is back at the podium today.
He did. He said the band's back together. Everybody's out there practicing. There were some injuries coming in. Dontari Poe, Josh Malga, DeAnthony Thomas, Jeff Allen and company. All those guys were out on the field. Great sign as they prepare to take on the Texans on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, with the Chiefs playing the Texans on Sunday, everyone's talking about J.J. Watt.
Yeah, that was one of the topics of conversation, seeing that everybody was asked during the pressers today. And I thought left guard Ben Grubbs had an interesting thing. He's one of the guys that's going to go up against Grubbs. I really like what he had to say during today's presser.
I wouldn't say we fear him. We don't fear anybody. You know, our mindset is to it doesn't matter who lines up in front of us. We understand what we have here. We do have a lot of great pieces to this puzzle, but our mindset is it's not going to come to us. We're going to have to go get it.
You know, this was the first opportunity that Jeremy Maclin had to speak to the media during a game week, and couldn't stop talking about the special feeling he has entering this season in Kansas City.
I feel something special, and I can honestly say that. So it's a feeling. Obviously, you know, on paper we got talent, but I think as far as believing that it can, you know, grow to be something bigger than that, I think it's a feeling. So.
And finally, one of the other big storylines of the week was the changes along the offensive line. Donald Stevenson going to left tackle and Eric Fisher coming back from that injury, moving over to right tackle. One of the guys that's going to affect is quarterback Alex Smith, who shared his thoughts on the changes along the offensive line earlier today.
I think he's been playing really well. Yeah, I think it, you know, jumps out that he's very comfortable on that left side. You know, obviously he's a tremendous player. You know, he's done a lot for us the last 2 years and moved around and jumped in and when his number's called and has played well and really, really helped us. And I think certainly these last, you know, few weeks, you've seen how comfortable he looks on that left side and it's really showed in his play.
As you heard right there, and you can find all of those press conferences in full at Chiefs.com. A lot of good stuff from all the guys out there today.
Yeah, no doubt. And follow us all week long as we head into that game this coming Sunday against the Texans. We'll have good stuff all week at Chiefs.com. For BJ Kissel, I'm Pete Sweeney. It's been your Hour Update for Wednesday, September 9th.
55 toss power draft.